Enzo Lopes, born ready for post-race interviews. I like the attitude already. Hey, nice night for you tonight. You were good all day and certainly had a good main event. You probably dropped a few places back further than you'd like, but overall, a good race.
Yeah, I mean, it was a step in the right direction. I mean, I started off free practice pretty good. I qualified 8th, and then I didn't get a good lap in the qualifying, so I ended up 13th. But put my head down for the main event, and then I had a good start. I was running 5th for, I think, half the race, which was pretty good. And then, yeah, I just never been in that position before, and it kind of faded back at the end. Ended up 9th, but it was a good step. You know, yeah. The first few rounds were really pretty terrible, to be honest. So, yeah, 9th, I'll take that. And then we'll head to Houston Triple Crown, so hopefully it will be better and just climb up the ladder.
Funny how that works. Like in Atlanta, you had a terrible race, didn't go the way you wanted to, and then now you have a great race. And like funny how racing is, right?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I kept having bad races, so my confidence was really low. So, like, now I had a good race, so now I can run the pace. So, it's just, I mean, I'm happy, so everything keeps working better.
Thought you were pretty good in the whoops. What'd you think?
I would say half of the race was pretty good. The other half, I struggled bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was gnarly for everyone. So, yeah, it just minimized the mistakes. Like, I kept watching Marvin. Now he just kills them. Like, you got to get the timing perfect.
Yeah. Nice to see Jimmy D on the podium, right? Teammate?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, my best result. And then Jimmy D on the podium, the Ripper. Yeah, he's not scared of Sandy out there, but yeah, I was pumped to see that too.
It's good to see JGR Lights team last couple years. Nice to see you guys get these results. It's really good for the team, like you said, going into Houston.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the team is the whole environment here in the team. It's amazing. I love it. I mean, it's a family for me right now. So, yeah, just got to thank them for having me on the team this year. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be back in Houston with better results.
What would Phil say?
Dude, Phil always complains, you know?
Yeah.
He would say, fuck.
Yeah,
all the time. Yeah, I'm neighbors with him, so that's not really good at all.
I interviewed Osby this week, and Osby told him that Phil tells him to go get a real job.
Yeah, true. He said, I need to live alone because I'm spoiled as fuck.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, hey, man, thanks for this. And, an outdoor ride. We know they're going to take Alex outdoor. It's going to be up between the other guys. Have they told you anything, and are you thinking about that?
I'm not sure yet, to be honest. I mean, for sure, Alex will be on the team, and yep, they're probably going to take 2 light spikes. And then, yeah, I have no idea. No, I just got to keep doing my work and see what happens.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.